It's time for this week's Focus on Business. LexTran, the transit authority in Lexington, Kentucky, recently received funding to purchase a small fleet of battery-powered electric buses and related equipment. Tom Barton discussed the details with LexTran Assistant General Manager Jill Barnett.
First, if you would, some background on how this came about.
Sure. Here in Lexington, a couple of years ago, we introduced hybrid electric vehicles into our fleet. And most recently, before the battery electric, we introduced compressed natural gas. So, you know, with so many vehicles running so many miles every single day, we want to do what we can to contribute to cleaner air. In 2015, there was a federal program called the Low or No Emissions Vehicles Program. And through that, we received funding to purchase 5 battery electric vehicles and 1 on-street fast charger, as well as a depot charger that is in our maintenance shop at Loudoun Avenue. So through that, we manufactured the vehicles and we recently put them in revenue service on the streets of Lexington.
So anybody who's driven along High Street near the post office and noticed that big white thing
yes.
over the bus stop, that's what it is.
That is what that is. That is a charger. It uses conductive charging, so it comes down overhead and makes contact with the vehicle and does a charge. Basically, that bus tops off its charge at the end of every loop. It takes about 7 to 10 minutes, depending on what the battery's state of charge is when it approaches that station. It's completely safe for the passengers to stay on board, the driver to stay on board. Really, if you didn't know what was happening, you would have no idea. It's very quiet. There's really no change to your experience as a rider.
And how far along its route can a bus go on a single charge?
The answer to that question, I guess, depends on the route that the bus is on. We have them in testing revenue service on the South Broadway route right now, which is Harrodsburg Road. So when it leaves the transit center, it travels all the way out to Palomar and then comes back. So it can make that trip every time. It just needs to top off. It could make more than one trip, but then the battery, the charge time once it returns is even longer, and our routes aren't very conducive to that.
Do these e-buses replace any other buses, or are they in addition to what you already have in the fleet?
They are replacements for some 2003 vehicles. That have gotten beyond their useful life, and we're very glad to have them.
Now, the brand Proterra, I believe it is.
Yes.
How was that chosen?
That is the manufacturer of the vehicle. We primarily have Gillig vehicles, and that is a really popular bus manufacturer in the country. Proterra is a little bit newer to the market. The type of grant that we received, working in conjunction with the Center for Transportation and the Environment, kind of led us to the Proterra vehicles. Proterra is also what they have in Louisville. They do have a small fleet of electric vehicles there as well.
They're very quiet, aren't they?
They are very quiet.
And zero emissions?
Zero emissions from the tailpipe, so we're very proud of that.
But since they rely on batteries, which have to be recharged, don't they still at least indirectly rely on electricity that's produced by fossil fuel?
Yes, indirectly. But since we are in control of tailpipe emissions, that's what we are focusing on.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.